This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Oh yeah, that was Karen Dixon with I Want To Be Free from the Lovers Rock compilation from Athens of the North. Good stuff. Okay, for the last part of tonight's show, I'm joined by Faik from Punk Band. Or would you prefer to not be called a punk band?
You can just call us a band.
A band? A local band?
Local band.
Called Terror. Hey man.
What's up, Othniel?
Well, nothing much, just... show must go on. Tell me more.
Clearly
about...
Clearly from inviting me into your show, because I probably can't get any other.
Hey, no man, I'm very interested to know more about your band, Terror.
So I started a band called Terror with four other guys. I started with a good friend of mine called Arman, who plays the guitar. Another guy on the guitar is called Abel. On bass is Aslan. And behind the drums is Hilmi. And those are the guys who are in Terror.
When was the band formed?
Right before May 9th, 2018, was that?
So I understand that you guys have written a couple of songs. None of it has been released yet.
Yes.
Only live performances so far?
Oh yeah, only live performances. Mm. Yes.
I understand you guys have planned a couple of things before the MCO, right?
Yes, we were planning to kind of like make our first release actually this month, which is March, right? But...
I guess it's not happening.
It's because of the temperature of the country or the world right now, probably is not the best kind of time to release our stuff.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Were there any gigs that you had to cancel and stuff?
We played a show right before crap hit the fan, can Mm-mm. I say that? Which was Down to Riot, I think. But even that show, the show still went on, but even at that point in time, there was a lot of talks of canceling it. But we haven't played a show since then.
So how do you stay connected with your bandmates in times like these?
Oh, we send each other memes on our group WhatsApp. That's about it.
Yeah. Because, you know, band practices are obviously very important for a band to stay sharp, stay tight and maintain that band chemistry so that you can look each other in the eyes and know, okay, hit back to that chorus and stuff. And some bands even practice 3 to 4 times a week. So right now with the MCO, are you worried that your band would be a bit rusty in the long run?
The one thing I think is that's important, at least, and we have, you know, we started in 2018, you know, it takes time to kind of like figure out how to be a band. Right. And the one thing that I've realized upon kind of like starting this band is that a band needs momentum. Right. Like all of, you know, 5 people need to kind of like carry that momentum
and be in the same headspace.
And it's sometimes it's as simple as being in the same room together. But because of all that's happening right now, that is like, you know, it's an impossibility. Yeah. So it's hard. And so now... It's just, I think, at least amongst us, is to kind of like consider how to be a band in the pandemic,
right?
You know, right now. How else can bands kind of like
operate? Right. Yeah. I have a friend that sent me a request to jam with him via a video call, and it wasn't that easy because of latency, obviously. So
it's not
that easy, right? But are you writing any new songs in the meantime?
Trying to write new songs, but mostly just cooking at home.
And sending memes
to band memes. Yep.
I guess most Malaysian bands are not full-time musicians, and so it's kind of like a blessing in disguise because they don't have to depend on touring as much as their primary source of income. But what are your thoughts on the outlook of the music industry in the long run, local perspective?
I think it's gonna be I'm not a professional. I don't know. I don't make money out of the music that we've written, but I don't see it being, you know, good. Not just for the music industry, but any industry, you know.
What kind of music have you been listening to lately to keep your mind occupied, though?
I've been listening to a lot of, I think it's 3 guys and one woman, who they play like trumpets. They call them Westerlies. Been listening to that because it's like there's no like words or whatever. It's just like trumpet.
So that calms you down in a way?
Calms you down, yeah, because there's a lot of anxiety going around right now. So as I cook at home.
So the singles and the music videos, it would just be put on hold until further notice?
So because of the current circumstance that we're in right now, we felt that it wasn't...
Good timing.
Appropriate time, because I think right now people want solidarity. You know, people want to kind of like try to get away from the maybe anxiety and the paranoia. So you know, one thing at a time.
So for listeners out there that just would like to like get updates from your band, where can they go to?
They can go to Terredo on our Instagram. That's our Instagram handle. TerrerDoh.
So no songs out yet, but
yet.
When it comes out, for those that are following, they'll be the first to know.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. That's it for tonight's show. You know, you can always head over to our website to get the podcast. That's at www.bfm.my/pulse or listen to us on our very own BFM app, which is available for free on the App Store and Google Play. I'll be leaving you with a tune from Cameroonian jazz saxophone and vibraphone player Manu Dibango. He sadly passed away and he's one of the first high-profile musicians to pass away due to COVID-19. So rest in power, Manu. I'll be closing off the show with Sol Makossa, one of his most famous tunes that Michael Jackson, of course, sampled or copied for Wanna Be Startin' Something. And of course, Rihanna used that song for her hit single Don't Stop the Music as well. So closing off the show with Manu Dibango, Sol Makossa. Until next time, you've been listening to The Pulse, bringing the latest in the music world and fresh new music. My name is Zoff Newton, signing up. Good night and stay safe out there. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.